On our special program last night, we brought you the story of a Melbourne man missing in the tsunami-affected area, Jason Briffer. Tonight, he's been found. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Jason Briffer has been working in the city of Sendai for the past year teaching English. His family hadn't heard from him since the city was struck by the tsunami. But this afternoon, his employer, Interac, told the ABC he had been found alive. Dennis Cusack is the recruiting manager with the company.
About 3 minutes past three, I spoke to Jason Briffer. He called in. The phone lines have been down most of the time since Friday, and he was able to get a signal and he called us. His telephone was running low on battery, but he said that he was at the Murata High School and he's been helping the locals with the clean-up for the past 2 days.
He says Jason Briffer seems well.
You know, he was in good spirits. He said he was, you know, when I asked him, was he looking after himself, and he was very much, you know, we've got to help out the people here. You know, they've had, it's pretty tough. But he said he's got water and, obviously food and things that are being provided to those in the area.
Mr. Cusack says he quickly called Jason Briffer's distraught family and then the ABC.
I called his mother before I called you, obviously, because I didn't want her to hear that over the radio. He asked me to pass on the message to his mother because he said he was worried about the signal and his battery running out because there's no electricity there.
Earlier today, Jason Briffer's mother, Mary, told the ABC one of the reasons she was so worried was because her son had diligently called her daily from Japan.
I spoke to him on Friday about 4:15 before the tsunami. He rang me to tell me he went for a medical and that everything was fine, he was healthy. And the last thing he said to me was, "Mum, I love you. I'll ring you later on tonight." Mm. And I didn't get that call. And then I saw the news and I thought, oh no, he got killed. I thought the worst.
She's yet to hear from him personally and remains wary.
Well, I feel quite good, but I'm still not 100% sure until I do hear from my dear son. And I try to ring him and apparently he's got his phone off now. So I'm going to have to go home and try and ring him on Skype or try some other means.
Jason Briffer's aunt, Carmen Bonello, says the family is ecstatic, but also disappointed that the Australian government hasn't been more helpful.
His boss called Mary and said that he is fine and he's been helping out the area with all the rescue and everything else. And his phone is dead and he hasn't been able to get in contact with anyone.
So how are you feeling about that news?
Oh, I don't mean, absolutely fantastic.
It's been a horrible time waiting, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It really, really has. I can't believe that it has taken this long to find any information. And believe me, it's not because the government has done anything about it. Nothing. I could say they have not done a single thing. Foreign affairs, nothing.
Family members say they're upset because they've been unable to get much information from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, other than that Jason Briffer has not been on the list of people confirmed as safe.
Rachel Carbonell.